Episode 1198, with you always.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. What have you been filling your weekend with? I pray that you have been filling it with love and joy and much laughter. Today is Sweet Spirit Sunday. It's about reflections. Are you ready? I'm with you always. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, do you ever wonder if God is with you always? Or are you doing it alone, doing life alone? If we were all honest, and I mean really honest, bluntly, don't beat around the bush, most of the time, we think we are doing life alone. In fact, it's more of a feeling that God has gone silent. We wonder, where is he? Where is he gone? But what usually happens is we are distracted by the noise around us. The deadlines that keep screaming our names, the never-ending battles fighting for our attention, the chasing of dreams that always seem to fall short and fall flat. Are you in that place today, feeling alone, isolated, extra clingy to whatever's convenient? You need to stop for just a moment and breathe. Just breathe. Psalm 16, verse 11 says this, "You reveal the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. In your right hand are eternal pleasures." When you get stuck in your own ways, which I have found myself in lately, you only see what you know. It's what's right in front of you. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes it's not so much because we find that we're drowning in the messes, the spilt milk, the obnoxious children, the ungrateful husband, I'm telling you, be honest, the demanding boss, the overbearing mother-in-law, the piles of laundry, the stacks of dishes. We can go on and on and on, but you need to stop and know that I am. That's what God says to you, I am. You don't need anything else. The messes are going to fade. You don't have to worry about tomorrow. Just know that I am. God is with you always. But you have to be oh so careful not to shut your heart doors. These are the doors that barricade you from hurt. It barricades you from the shame and the emptiness, the anger, and so much more. And at times, they need to be barred shut. However, you can't shut God out because you close your heart. So I ask again, are you in that place today? Are you standing on rocky ground, not really sure of yourself or what's going to happen next? I want you to allow God to melt away the busyness that keeps you diverted from his plan, keeps you diverted from his love and his grace. Be in his presence with everything you do today. Take him in the kitchen while you cook lunch. Take him to the gym while you work out. Take him to the big box store to go shopping. I'm sure God likes that. Take him in your life and let him fill your days with his presence, revealing the path of life to you, gracing you with abundant joy and eternal pleasures. This is your God loving you. You matter that much that he desires to be in your everyday. He wants to be a part of your story. He wants to be a part of your life. Don't shut those heart doors. You got to leave them open. And I know you might be fearful of what's to happen around the corner, but God can take it all away. No, it may not be easy, but it is simple. He says, "Here I am. I am with you always, but you need to be willing to be with me. Where are you today? If you're fighting that place, if you're going, I don't know really what juncture I'm at, but I know I'm not in a good spot, I want you to just stop and breathe. I want you to breathe in God's heavenly presence. And I really want you to focus on that. If you haven't even gotten ready yet for church, or maybe you've come home and you've worked out, or it's in the evening, wherever you are right now at the sound of my voice, I want you to stop. If that water is beating down on you, just let it fill you. Let it refresh you. Imagine God right now giving you this huge, what I consider humongous, heavenly hug, saying, I love you. You don't have to prove anything to me. You may have to prove something to your husband. You may have to prove something to your boss. You may have to prove something to your children or to your community, but you do not have to prove anything to me. I am with you always. Stop running from me and run into my arms. I'm here to catch you when you fall down. I'm here to pick you back up. Don't stray. I'm right here with you always. This is your God loving you. You matter that much that he desires to be in your everyday. Open up your heart because he is with you always. Be present, be incredible, and most importantly, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.